Hello, howdy, and welcome to episode 110. I'm not even saying 109. There's no zero. It's 110 of Wada Hockey, where we talk all things hockey and the stories and culture that surround it. We are back with a normal recording this week, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't like, share, and follow Wada Hockey on all social media platforms. We have got a packed episode with updates on all of our favorite go-to teams. But before we do that, I got to make sure to invite everyone that's listening out. In 2 days' time, on Saturday, April 1st, we're going to be back at Northside Draft House for Pint Night presented by Kingsville Brewing Company, where we will be doing a fun live Q&A recording. And there seems to be a special guest in attendance beside us. That is the one and only friend of the show, Marty Turco, Kingsville Brewing. There's a bit of a tie there. That being said, as always, it is time to catch up with the crew. Pat is taking the week off, so we are going to start with Shannon. How have you been? How are things? There's a giant animal behind you.
That's my buddy. That's Kylo.
Yeah. How are things, Shannon? How's your weekend, and how was your week before that? Words.
Words are hard, Fink.
They are tough.
Mama, I'm going to pray for you. So thanks. You're welcome. I feel like you need it. week was fine. It was a nice kind of like a last week until spring league starts. And we spent the weekend, Jack, my youngest, and I went to Maybank, and we spent the weekend at a lake house with some of my hockey buddies. He was nice enough to invite some of us out. So it was a nice, chill weekend. We did some fireworks. They played in the lake. You know,
fireworks,
lakes, man. I know, it was crazy.
Did Jack get to drive any motorized vehicles like jet skis or boats?
Just his mouth, a lot.
Oh, ran that mouth.
He's running that mouth.
That's fair,
man.
I know. He gets it from his mama. So what can I say?
Good for him.
Yeah. No, it was good. And then so spring league for the DSMHL started this week. And yesterday Jack had his first game. It was a tie 4-4. I was talking to Fink before we started recording. I believe that if teams end the game in a tie, neither team is trying hard enough. So we'll try again next time.
Yep. Ties should be banned.
Ties should be banned. I mean, at 8U. No one cares.
But yeah.
Do better.
Unless it's bow tie pasta, then those are in.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Tie all the
I like it. I dig it. The tie. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Thanks, Jason. And then tomorrow, this is exciting. My 10-year-old has his very first ever hockey game that he gets.
What? Oh. He's got to catch up to Jack, the one and only?
Jack, the one and only Jack, has been skating and playing. This will be his sixth or seventh season in Rowan. It will be his very first game ever.
You'd love to see that.
How is Rowan feeling? Have we talked about this with Rowan? How's he feeling for his first
game? Rowan, he's feeling pretty pumped.
Do we need to interview him for the show?
Maybe.
Wake him up. Go wake him up, Shan.
Yeah. Just hold on and be right back.
Yeah.
Listen, I know you have school in the morning, but this is more
important.
It's for the show. Do it for the show.
It's your first professional interview.
We all have to make sacrifices.
Yep.
So he's very excited. He gets to play, hopefully, against a good friend of his that he's very much looking forward to.
Show no mercy.
But she's also very good and will definitely show no mercy and will definitely murder him on the ice. Maybe hypothetically, maybe legitimately. That remains to be seen. But anyway, no. Again, he's super excited, and I'm excited. I'm very broke, but it's okay. It's a journey.
Girl, same.
Girl.
Physically and financially and mentally.
But no, I will update next week on how that goes.
We will be looking forward to it.
Yes, please remain on the other seat.
Yes, please, all week long. on the other side, or until Saturday when you come hang out with us at Northside Draft House and Marty Turco, and she'll tell you in person.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
I will absolutely. The first person to ask, I'll buy you a drink. How's that sound?
Ooh.
Well, Jason, think you don't count.
That's fair.
Oh, okay. Man.
Damn it. I'm back on the sauce, ladies and gentlemen. I took a week and a half off, but we're back. The other person on the mic of this three-headed monster hour plus that we have is DJ.
Can't.
What did we come with? What did we come up with?
It's Funky J.
Okay. DJ Finger Blast. Jason. What's up, buddy? How was your weekend? How was the week before? We actually haven't recorded like a regular episode since you and I hit the ice at the CutX Event Center in Allen, Texas.
That's right.
How was that from your point of view next to me on the bench?
I had a great time. I couldn't see the haters through your visor, which is pretty dope.
See them.
You you basically look like you play for the Guns N' Roses teams, but you're on the Guns team.
Yeah.
So like none of the firefighters were dressed like that. So you were definitely rocking like the Farva stash look.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, you were definitely pulling the shenanigans. And it was cool, man. I had a great time there. The CutX Center is pretty phenomenal ice to skate on. What was that?
Oh, that was a little
Crispy Boy.
If my deep YouTubers know, we call that a step two. Crispy Boy.
All right. What kind of Crispy Boy? Is that PBR?
Just a little Mickey Ultra.
Oh, okay.
It's what was in the fridge.
All right.
Focus.
Hey, yeah.
But so we had a good time.
It was good. Yeah, the weekend was good, though. This particular weekend, I had to work. We had a family camp out thing at work. I had like 110 people show up to that thing, which was pretty dope. I did not camp out myself. Max was getting a little under the weather over the weekend, so I decided to not camp out and get home to him and to the wife.
Smart.
But yeah, you know, it was a good time. And then I got to work this weekend for our lovely Easter event. So this is just the season of Saturday work for me. So
seasons of Saturdays.
Yeah.
Saturdays are for the boys. They're also for the bags and the best bags in the game. Jason, tell me more about Conway and Banks, would you please?
Oh, guys, if you're looking to replace that old moldy hockey bag with the busted zipper on it, go check out conwayandbanks.com. They make premium quality bags that are built to last. They include the removable organizers to keep all your gear organized. They keep everything dry with the waterproof materials and the giant vents. You know what my personal favorite feature is?
I've never heard this before,
dude,
but would you please tell me?
It's built-in foot mat that keeps my feet dry from the nasty wet locker rooms. They come in three different sizes and four different colors, so you're going to be sure to find the color combination that you love. Go get 10% off by using code WHATAHOCKEY10 and get your gear to the rink in style. But you know,
one more for Patrick.
You know, bags for beauties, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Before we get into the stuff that I've been doing, which isn't much, head over to saucetoss.com. Spring has sprung. It is here. We're not going to see any more cold weather that I love oh so much, or at least not the coldest weather that I do cherish so dearly in my heart and soul. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to have fun. I'm going to be in the backyard of my brand new beautiful home here in North Texas. I'm not giving you the city, you pervs. You don't know where I live. But head over to saucetoss.com. Use code WATASAUCE to get 10% off of your entire order. It is a great game. It is literally bags for beauties. So head over to saucetoss.com. WATASAUCE, 10% off your order. Yeah, Jason, dude, we had a good time. It was fun. We got to skate where the Americans skate, the CutX Event Center in Allen. The entire front office, once again, I've been pumping their tires all season long.
They've been so fucking clutch, dude.
They have been great.
So awesome to us.
They have been so accommodating on the ice, off the ice, and everywhere in between. Cannot thank them enough for everything that they've done. And they really just rolled out the red American's carpet. When we did the quote unquote Rink of Dreams at the Cudex Event Center, had a great time, and we got to skate with some really great people. I mean, just there is a huge list of supporters of the podcast, and you and I were very, very fortunate and lucky because we got to skate on the ice in front of our Wada Hockey dashboard that the Americans were kind enough to put up in their rink this season once again. The red, white, and blue, which, by the way, the jerseys, the sublimated Americans Wada Hockey jerseys should be in by now. If they're not, check to make sure. They should be coming in within any day now. The stitched ones, they should be coming very soon. They do take a little bit longer because it's just not a print and cut kind of thing. They have to actually stitch them before they make it to your front door. But
they're handmade by somebody, so.
Yeah, by a beautiful grandmother. I had a great time. The visor looked phenomenal. I will always hate Taylor Swift, regardless of what any sign or person says. The slander and the libel.
That's not what the graphic said.
So. No. And they couldn't even pick a good graphic. It was so blurry and so discombobulated. It was just really unfortunate for me to be a part of that whole situation. So
I think that was the perfect part to it, though, if I'm being completely honest. I mean, I think that's what tied it all together.
It was a good time. I'll just say that. I didn't let that put me off. Do we have a special guest?
We have a special guest.
Oh.
Hello.
Do we have to, our we first ever child.
Oh, a child.
He's the child.
First person under the age of 18 to be on the
I went and I woke him up. He was sound asleep, but I said, "You know what? This is more important. Get up. We're going to talk hockey."
Okay, so we just talked about this young man. He is going to be skating in his first ever organized hockey game tomorrow, right? Tomorrow?
I heard y'all. I was at the top of the stairs.
Oh, were we too loud?
Okay, so you weren't asleep. That's what it sounds like.
Wait, does that mean...
Were you pulling shenanigans?
Yeah, Rowan, do you and your brother sit at the top of the stairs and just listen to your mom record this every week?
Not all the time.
Oh, but like
I mean,
in all fairness, like you're honestly like one of the first people to ever hear the podcast before it gets released to the general public.
Yeah,
so.
This is a very rough cut.
That's a sneak peek there, if I've ever heard one before.
Yeah. So Rowan, tell us real quick. By the way, Rowan, you are now part of the podcast.
Okay.
Your mom just told us that you're playing in your first ever hockey game. What is it, tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, how are you feeling? Are you confident? Are you excited?
Excited, confident, not confident at the same time.
Same.
Okay. I get it. I totally get that.
Yeah, yep, same. Yep.
That's me before every single game, buddy. I'm like,
That's me when I wake up.
That's life, all right. Baby.
All right, let's do some rapid fire questions here. What's your pregame routine look like? What are you going to eat before the game?
I don't know, a burrito.
You gonna?
Ooh,
yeah,
carb okay. up, big dog.
This we'll talk about a lot of fettuccine, I guess. Get a carbo load before that 5K.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay,
what's on the playlist? What are we listening to?
Oh yeah, what kind of music do you like?
I like to listen to, I don't know. There's too
Michael
many.
Bublé. Yeah.
Too many. So like, what would be like a song that you'd listen to pump you up before you play?
Oh, Muse.
Tell them.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Which Muse song though? Because there's a bunch, and I totally get it.
Well, the people.
Okay.
This man knows his music. I love that. Okay. I got one more for you, and this is a real important one. And I'm just going off of your outfit right now. What's your favorite Pokemon?
Oh no.
Yeah.
For those that can't see, he's got a Pikachu onesie on.
Respect.
Absolutely.
Respect the onesie. Respect the dance.
Pika, pika, pika.
Oh.
There's too many.
Okay. Let me ask you this. If you're starting, I don't even know what Pokemon they have now at the starting level. Is it still three? Do you get to pick three Pokemon if you're on like the new games that you start with?
I think I've watched someone. Yeah, I think so.
You get to start with Charmander, Bulbasaur,
Blastoise.
It's Squirtle.
I choose Squirtle.
Okay, Charmander.
That was the question I was going to ask.
Squirtle's the right one anyway, so.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, last hockey question.
Okay.
Uh, once you score your first goal tomorrow, mm-hmm. what's your Sally going to be?
Oh, yeah. How are you going to Sally?
No, I don't know.
Is it going to be like the bow and arrow?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, the archer. Yeah. We call that the archer.
There you go.
That's a solid one.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Stay tuned for video.
Yep, yep. We'll post it on the Wada Hockey. If you score and you do that, we're putting it on Wada Hockey.
Okay.
And it's guaranteed to go viral. I mean, I just asked your mom about the Twitter post that we just had.
Yeah.
I mean, 18,000 views already, apparently.
Yeah, no big deal.
We're practically famous now. So
yeah.
Do you have any questions for them?
Do y'all actually play hockey?
Oh yes. Okay. Not well, but yeah.
Yeah, define play.
Play. So
it's all about how good you look. It's not about the product on the ice.
Style.
If I can find a half tinted visor / bubble kind of thing or cage, I'm getting it for you.
There you go.
Definitely not.
He's like,
he already knows how ridiculous that looks.
You'll instantly become the coolest and most hated kid on the ice.
Yes. Very true. All right, buddy.
But sometimes, you know, you live long enough to be the hero, you become the villain or something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
What's that line from Batman?
Oh, one more question for us.
Do you play with my mom?
No, because she doesn't ever come to drop-ins. She only does stick and pucks.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever been to Fight Club.
Mm-hmm. My, how the turntables.
You want to know why? I'm gonna throw him under the bus.
No.
Now.
What I do? Because
I'll have to be a mom.
Yeah, I mean that.
They can
true.
Come. We need referees.
Mom,
so sassy.
Both of those kids can come. Ooh. We need referees.
There you go. You can ref.
Well.
All right. Go
all right. Good words of your mother, make good choices.
Make good choices, Rod. All right, so we just had our first ever child interview.
It was a great guest on
Wada Hockey. What a surprise!
You're welcome.
What a blessing!
I'm full of them. Yeah,
absolutely. He's got a voice for radio.
He does. He knows what he's doing.
He does.
Absolutely. He's done this before. I think.
Is this the first time he's been in school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to major in it.
Definitely. He does a lot of public speaking. I can tell. I do want to give a huge shout out before we jump into all things hockey. To Third Line Draft, because they just wrapped up their first successful draft. A couple of our friends were in attendance for that. So huge shout out to Randy and all of the Third Line Draft people. The drafts are open to all skill levels. Their one requirement is you have to have a good time. So check out all the details on how you can get signed up at thirdlinedraft.com today. And that is 3RD line. And it's draft, like the British say it, draught. So thirdlinedraft.com. And make sure to go give them a follow on their Facebook group, because they're pumping out new content and new updates every single week. So head over to Facebook and follow them, and make sure to follow them at thirdlinedraft.com. Guys, we're a hockey podcast, and Rowan has been easily the biggest guest that we've had in 110 episodes. So... That being said, let's talk about some lesser leagues, because we have some big news out of Finland as the beautiful, beautiful Bandits in yellow and green have made it to the second round of the Liga playoffs. They defeated, and I'm going to get this wrong, but I believe it's pronounced Asat or Asat. It's A-S-A-T. And there's a little hot over one of the S's. You know it when you see it, because anytime that they're playing, obviously there's an abbreviation for the teams on the score ticker, and it just says ass. And unfortunately for them, they played like ass, because Elvis defeated them on Sunday morning here in America to advance to the second round of the Liga playoffs, where they will be taking on the, and I'm going to probably butcher this one too, Lahti Pelicans. So check out Wada Hockey, specifically Instagram, because that's where it's easiest to post all of their updates. Twitter as well. But we'll be posting the schedule. If you want to tune in, if you have questions about how you can watch this team, shoot us a DM, because I don't think it's legal. Anyway, The Texas Stars are still on the hunt to clinch their playoff spot coming out of the weekend. They just need 1 point. They literally just need 1 point.
Just one.
And we're at this weird little point in the AHL season, in the ECHL season, where college hockey is wrapping up. The Frozen Four has been decided. Go Blue. Michigan is in there. I believe so is, what is it, Minnesota, Quinnipiac, and someone help me here. Did not have this ready. There's another team in there.
I think they play hockey, so.
Yeah. They play hockey. They have to wear cages. But that means that a lot of these seniors are officially moving into their pro careers. Novak, obviously, with Northeastern, he is now part of the Allen Americans. But that means that you're going to see a lot of these guys getting PTOs with the AHL teams, much like the Texas Stars. One of note is Keaton, and wait for this last name.
Donato?
Mastrodonato. He was signed to a PTO today coming off his college career of 4 years with the Canisius Golden Griffins in 123 college games. Mastrodonato compiled 97 points, was behind 46 goals and 51 assists. The Texas Stars take on the Barracudas of San Jose on March 31st at the HEB, best grocery store in the world, center in Cedar Park, and they just need 1 point. They could tie, literally just need to tie, and they will clinch a playoff spot.
I believe.
A couple of games, I also believe.
I believe.
And hopefully we'll make it down there. I know, Shannon, you and I were tossing around the idea of trying to get down there for one of, if not the last game of the regular season. So stay tuned, because well,
when they tell you to come down, you got to go down.
Yeah. We got some inside sources saying you got to get down here. And yep. We're like, okay. All right.
Okay, fine. Jeez, we're just all so busy.
Now to kind of bring the tone down a little bit. The Allen Americans had a really tough weekend. They played the Dallas Stars ECHL affiliate, Idaho Steelheads, and dropped all three home games. Now, before I go into kind of what happened, we got to give a shout out to the Steelheads because they are just
killing it,
demolishing the competition in the ECHL. They're over 100 points already, and they still have, what, half a month's worth of games left. They're just firing on all cylinders. Their defense, their goaltending, behind Adam Scheel, Remy Poirier, who even saw a game with the Dallas Stars on the bench, but regardless, he got called up. Or was it Poirier? Somebody came from Idaho. Yeah, Poirier. Mm-hmm. So they just have all the right parts, and it's really kind of transcending what's going on. On all levels, they're doing extremely well. So that being said, Allen Americans, they're our homies. They're our home team here. They are a Texas-based team, regardless of who they feed into. So as it stands, they sit in the fourth spot in the Mountain Division, and they are still well within reach of a playoff spot as they battle with Rapid City Rush for a three-game set in South Dakota starting tonight, because we record on Tuesday but release on Thursday. So we'll see what happens with that. Hopefully a three-game sweep for the Americans. The Kansas City Mavericks and Wichita Thunder are currently in second and third spots, respectively, with 66 points, while the Americans sit on the outside looking in with 62. But the story of the weekend, aside from Hank Crone continuing his dominant path to the scoring title for the ECHL, there was a jersey that when the night was released, when they said this is the theme of the night, okay, I have to prop up in my seat a little bit,
yeah,
because I'm here for this night. I am down for this night. I am all for it. Apparently, I'm the only one.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Okay. I'm in. It blew my mind how many people hated this. So listen, it was Friday night. They played Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturday was red out day. Awesome. Love that. Mm-hmm. A lot of hockey jerseys are going to fit in real well there. Wednesday, just a Wednesday. Friday night was Joker night, and they took the ice.
Put a smile on your face.
Yeah, they took the ice in comic book accurate Joker jerseys. The purple suit, the green bow tie, yep. All the violence involved.
Absolutely beautiful.
And I was buried into the ground by everyone I talked to and said, I love these. Shannon being one of those people that said, I despise these so much. Shannon, why?
Listen.
Okay.
If you go back and you coordinate all of the theme nights where these guys have had to wear jerseys to coordinate to that theme night, not a single game was won.
Really?
We're not talking like numbers here.
So
like the wins and losses don't matter.
I have it on beautiful jerseys, but not many people in the organization cared for the jerseys either. May or may not be players, may or may not be otherwise. Doesn't matter. The key is look good, feel good, play good. And they did not feel good.
Oh.
And they did not feel good.
I think they looked phenomenal. One thing I didn't understand why I guess they went with the Joker. Like, I mean, why that? But I think the jersey was perfect.
Here's my thing. I love Batman. Batman is my favorite superhero.
Same.
I've seen some Batman theme sweaters that are just awful. They take the weirdest bat symbols, whatever. The villains don't get enough shine.
I just feel like it looked kitschy. It looked cheap. The boys weren't feeling it. You know what I mean? They were just like, ugh, this again. That's what it seemed like.
It looked perfect.
Well, maybe you can bid on one. I'm sure they're going to auction them off.
I may or may not be in the works of trying to orchestrate a jersey trade.
Oh.
A WADA Hockey official jersey for a Joker jersey.
Okay.
It's my personal one, so it's not coming out of anything.
Totally fine. Just don't wear it with red shorts.
Oh, I'm gonna, because I've got them. And guess what? I was doing on Sideline Swap earlier.
What were you doing?
Looking for red gloves. Because I have a full red outfit and I don't have red gloves. And we all know that I am a slut for matching. So I need red gloves.
You do it really well.
Or white gloves. This is where Patrick would put in like a Joker laugh. I'm not gonna try it.
I'm not gonna try it.
The worst Joker ever.
Fired.
Got him. But anyway, tough series. Tough series. Wow. Listen, Idaho is the best team in the ECHL. They are very much like the Boston Bruins in the NHL right now. This is really their season to lose.
I kind of feel like the series went as expected.
Yeah, but huge shout out to Brownie. Got one on the board.
Brownie.
One of our guys. And, you know, I have a lot of high hopes for this team. You know, they've got guys like Crone, Finley, Hargrove, Combs. These are guys that are top scorers in the entire league. So there is about a half of a month's worth of games left. They are playing Kansas City. I do not know if they are playing Wichita. I did not check the schedule, but I do know that they are playing Kansas City because friend of the show, Josh Lamon, will be making the trip down. I would love to say hey to him, grab a couple pictures for the gram, and just catch up with him because I'm sure he's probably chatting it up with Les over in Finland. Best friends. But tough weekend, but you know what? Minor setbacks, major comebacks. The Americans are one of those kind of teams. I really believe that if they can get into the playoffs, they can cause some trouble for whoever they play. So, you know, who knows what happens? Maybe we make it into the playoffs and we don't have to play Idaho, which would be so choice. And we make a little bit of a run because these guys can score. We've seen it. We've talked about it. We've had these guys on the show. They're hungry. They're passionate. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they wear the Joker jerseys for the entire playoffs.
No. No theme jerseys. Please, Americans, if nothing else, please no theme jerseys if the boys go to the playoffs. Please, for the love of God, just let them wear their normal jerseys.
I don't think they will. I don't think. You know what I haven't seen this season? And I don't know if this is because this is how it was planned. And maybe they have, and I just don't remember it because I'm tired. The Grays. The Americans gray jersey with the eagle crest.
Yeah.
By far, one of the best jerseys, not just in the ECHL, but in hockey. That is a powerful. Oh, that is a powerful jersey.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty strong. It's strong to quite strong.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. But that being said, we obviously hope that they can pull this this series out, win a couple games, get right back into the playoff hunt, and that means we can talk more Americans hockey for a very, very long time. That being said, we got to move on because there is a professional team here in DFW by the name of the Dallas Stars. They're winning 3-0 against arguably the worst team in the NHL. That is the Dallas Stars.
They're going to figure out a way to blow it. So,
I mean, they're about to start. Hold on.
Yeah, let's just a couple of talking points I had on the Stars. The first one, Vancouver officially owns the Dallas Stars.
The last 6 games?
Six or seven. It's bad. Thatcher Demko, I believe, going into that game against the
he's
Canucks.
He's their daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy Demko.
5-0, now 6-0, Demko.
Double D, Daddy Demko.
Daddy mm-hmm. Demko. And I don't have words. Like, I even went into that game. I mentioned it to you guys earlier. You know, I went into this game against Chicago confident. And I felt like they were going to dominate, which they are. They're up 23 shots to 10. They're up 3-0 in the third period as we speak. I, in no moment, felt any confidence whatsoever against the Canucks. And I, as a fan of the Dallas Stars, who were sitting in the first position in the Central and really were in the first position of the Central for pretty most much the entirety of 2023. Yeah. They kind of bounced back and forth in January, but for the most part, all season long, the top team in the Central. I shouldn't be saying that. But yet here we are. They roll out Matt Murray, which in hindsight, mistake. No offense to Matt Murray. I think maybe here in the next 2 years he would be a serviceable backup. But
we just need Wedge back.
We do. And we don't know what's going on with Wedge. We know it's a lower body. That's how hockey injuries are specified. It's either an upper or a lower. There are no there's no mid-body injuries. We don't know when or if he will be back. We hope he is because we need a serviceable backup. Ottinger needs a break. And I posted this on, I don't know if it was my own Twitter or the WANA Hockey Twitter. Hi, I kind of post on that one too. This team is in trouble with goaltending because in this league, in this day and age, you either need a Vasilevsky or you need a very solid backup. And as it stands right now, we don't have either of those things. Jake Ottinger could be the next Vasilevsky. I think he could be the workhorse that does that. But he's still, this is what we have to remember, he's still very young. And he has a lot of time to mature. But as it stands, he is not Andre Vasilevsky. Look at last season when we were in the playoffs. He was the reason that we were even remotely close to getting that first round win against Calgary, but we couldn't. But I mean, I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts on this? Are we seeing a Vasilevsky 2.0 with Ottinger? And if so, how long will that take for that to happen? Because in the meantime, we're going to need a Wedgewood or, you know, rewind, a Hudobin-type goalie to be able to come in every third or fourth game and play a solid game. I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, I'll go ahead and say it. I mean, I think it's yet to be proven, but I mean, it needs to happen. So, I mean, I guess, sorry on that. I mean, I guess you see like the flashes of it there, but the consistency is what's killing us, you know, and at goaltender, you kind of have to have that consistency. You can't consistently have bad nights like he's been having over the past few weeks, almost leading into months there. But I mean, honestly, time will tell. I'd like it to hurry up and start now while we're making this into the playoffs. I did like the one take. Hold on. Before we get into it, let me pull up our Facebook really quick. There was one little note.
While you're doing that, I do want to say, too, it's not all on Ottinger. This defense.
No, for sure.
Yeah, the defense does not do him favors a lot of the time. And I think we're really starting to kind of peel back the layers on our defense. Ryan Suter is a liability. We all know that. But so is Yanni Hakanpaa.
I mean, Miro can't carry everybody. You know, it's not fair to Miro. It's not fair to Jake. It's these young kids with like this massive career ahead of them they cannot get the support they need from the older players.
Right. And that's exactly what he needs. He needs support. Yeah. And it's so crazy. Since we've started this podcast, we have gone from begging for defense to being absolutely smitten with our defense back to needing defense. And not many names have changed. Well, they have. I take that back.
Yeah. I think kind of the same with goaltending, though, too. At one point, we were just stacked in goalies, and we couldn't pick which of our goalies to go with because they were just so well off, you know. And it was remember the bubble,
remember the bubble, remember those member berries. Yeah, there was a time where we had Bishop, Ottinger, Hudobin,
too many goalies. We knew what to do with.
Remember, but there was a time where Ottinger was the third man out.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Bishop and Dobby, and that was the tandem that was going to take us to the top. And God, I love Ben Bishop, but the knees just couldn't hold up. It's as simple as that. So what were you going to say, Jason? You were looking for a Facebook comment?
Nothing. Couldn't even find it anymore. Sorry.
Nah, it's probably not even important. If you were the person that commented on our Facebook, sorry.
No, I can't even find it anymore.
But kind of to bring it back, as it stands, we are up 3-0 against the Blackhawks. But we're in third place, guys, because all of these Western Conference teams are playing their best hockey all season. Teams like the Wild, the Avalanche, who are steadily getting more and more healthy, continue to rise up in the ranks, as you can see, as they are in first and second, respectively, in the Central. And that not just them. Sorry.
I said that always blows my mind how teams, they're doing terribly, you know, somewhere towards the middle of the season because their best players are on IR. And then suddenly closer to the playoff push, they just happen to come back. And they're all better. And it's like a Nikita Kucherov situation. And it drives me insane.
Yeah. I will say in defense of the Avalanche, which is not something that I will ever really say.
Hot take here.
Yeah. They're not doing that. Landeskog, I from what I've heard from their fan base and really just the quote unquote professionals around the world, Landeskog is a gamer. If he can play, he's gonna play. And I hear he's on the mend to where he could come back before the playoffs. I don't think the Avalanche are going to make any moves to try and add someone before the playoffs come through.
I think I just have player PTSD.
No. I hate the Tampa Bay Lightning and how they circumvented the cap, as well as the Vegas Golden Knights. And I think that's something that absolutely needs to be addressed. And Kim Jong-Bettman has said that he's going to do something about it, but also is still running a team in Arizona, even though that they're one of their owners or whatever got into some like physical trouble, altercation or something. It's a shit show. I don't believe anything Bettman says because he is the worst commissioner in all of sports. By the way, we're going to have to save this for next episode because we're already 40 minutes in, but Bettman thinks that it's a good idea that the NHL is going to sign with Fanatics for 10 fucking years. Are you out of your mind? That is an absolute
now, folks.
Joke.
The next 10 years, you're not
literally, literally. And it's to the point where Nike even came out and said that we didn't even want to put a bid. Don't fall out of your seats for this one. But Nike didn't even want to put a bid in because they didn't think the revenue was even worth the work. Because they looked at the NHL and said, you guys are not making enough money for us to even care to make an offer.
Yeah.
That is a...
It's wild.
I'm going to table it. I'm going to table it because I can go on.
Yeah, because I want to get some background info on all this.
Yeah. Oh, girl.
Ooh, should we do a Jersey episode next week?
We might need to. Yeah, because one thing that I had on the notes was I am 110% officially done with the blackout jerseys. I think they suck. I think they look like trash. I'm tired of seeing every single media outlet in DFW doing the neon green and black. It's not cool. It's not going to be around forever. Stop making your entire livelihood around that dumb color scheme. It's not going to stick. Stop. Stop. Victory green.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm sick of it. I think the blackout jerseys suck. I was on the fence about them for like literally a year and a half. I hate them. And that's what they were wearing when they lost to Vancouver. So guess what? Theme jerseys, Americans, blackout jerseys, Stars. That's where I sit with that.
Boom.
Boom roasted.
So much sass. But yeah, so bringing it all back. The Stars are going to make the playoffs. The Avs are going to make the playoffs. The Wild are going to make the playoffs. There are two, maybe three other teams that I was kind of talking about getting really hot. The Kings are like 10-0-2 in their last 12.
Winnipeg.
Like, Winnipeg, not scared. They got Rick Bonus. They'll stall. but the Kraken, the Oilers, like those kind of teams, they're playing some of their best hockey right now.
Yeah.
The Jets, I think they're actually kind of like on the downtick right now. So it wouldn't surprise me if they played so badly they lost themselves out of like any position other than the wild card.
So are the Stars. So.
Well, no, I think the Stars have a solid, because the Stars have a decent schedule strength-wise for them to actually win a handful of games and keep them in the top three, I don't think the Jets have that. That's my personal opinion. I hope the Jets fail miserably. I hope Rick Bonus gets fired after 1 year. I think he's a joke of a coach. He always has been and he always will be. He got lucky with the team that he was dealt because Jim Montgomery couldn't, you know. Yep. And look at what Jim Montgomery is doing now. What up, Boston? Record-setting year. That being said, there's a lot of tangents I can go on right now, but I want to bring it back.
Won't you hop off your soapbox for a bit?
I'm sorry. I needed to bathe. Jason, it's been a while, and I think we need to lighten the mood a little bit. And you are by far the best trivia master we have on this show, as Luke Glendening puts it in for the fourth goal of the game. And Stalock is on his back.
Short-handed, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hold on. Time out.
Whoopsie daisy. It's coming. Here we go.
Surprise.
Like, Chicago still has the puck. Here we go.
And
break it out. There we go. 2-on-1. And oh, my gosh. Fucking be. Oh, my gosh. And fucking take out the goalie with them. I love that.
Yeah, Stalock really, 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 he nerfed that one.
Alrighty. So, we're doing trivia, guys.
We're doing trivia. It's back, baby.
Love this. Alrighty. So, there are four categories, five questions in each. But we can kind of, yeah, man, I can do that. I can definitely explain the rules.
Okay, explain the rules while I go to the bathroom. How about that? I'm going to do a live bathroom potty break in the middle of the podcast.
No, deal. That means I actually have to listen. All right, go ahead.
Okay, no, that's fine. I can talk about this.
No, keep it running.
No, yeah, I got this. Don't worry.
I'm not going to the bathroom on the podcast. So
definitely
I'm just
going to
walk away.
All right. So should we talk about the trivia game? I'll give you some answers before he gets back.
Okay.
So one of the categories. So I asked everybody for a topic. Unfortunately, you missed that part of it.
I paid special attention.
But it's okay. We've got Dallas Stars trivia. We have 5 questions for the Dallas Stars, 5 questions of 2000s music.
Okay.
5 questions of Fink's favorite, Taylor Swift.
Oh, I cannot wait.
And then also Fink's category of choice was Batman.
All right, let's begin. 45
minutes. All right, Fink. So 4 categories, 5 questions each. We've got Batman, which was your selection.
Yep.
Dallas Stars. Patrick's section, which was 2000s music trivia. And then your personal favorite, Taylor Swift.
I will get every question wrong.
Don't do it intentionally. All right.
I won't. That's the thing. Right.
I am thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Shannon, go first.
4.
All right. Fink, you're up.
7.
All right. It was 3. Shannon, do you want to go first or would you like to defer?
I will go first.
All righty. So pick a category. We got Batman, Taylor Swift, 2000s music trivia, or Dallas Stars.
2000s music.
All right. What American Idol winner sang the hit song, Do I Make You Proud?
I don't know anything about American Idol. I don't watch that show.
All righty.
I don't know. Carrie Underwood. I don't know.
Ooh, close choice. Fink, you can steal here for 1 point.
Stop Googling, Fink.
Justin Guarini.
You guys were both wrong. It was Taylor Hicks, which also spawned the need. I don't know. So it spawned the need for the Taylor Swift category. Fink, you are up. Next, we've got Dallas Stars, 2000s music trivia, Taylor Swift, or Batman.
I'm going to go with Batman.
All righty. When did Batman first appear?
Oh, man. I'm going to hate myself because I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm going to say 19...
You get the year, okay? Just the year.
1942?
Ooh. Minus... Shannon, you want to go and take a steal?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
what year did Batman first appear?
Don't you Google that.
1969. I don't know.
Oh, man. Nice. Minus 30 years. Man, these I thought
What was it? What was the year?
Was Batman first appeared March 30th, 1939. Batman.
I was like 3 years off.
Yeah, you were 3 years off and 2 days off. Not really 2 days off, but we were 2 days off from the anniversary of Batman. So
you guys look for that Instagram post.
You can
all
do
right,
this,
Shannon. Well, Taylor Swift, Batman, Dallas Stars, or 2000s music trivia.
I don't know. Music.
All right, 2000s music trivia. Who sang the song Womanizer?
Well, I know. Britney Spears.
All right, it's Britney, bitch. I'll take it. All righty. Shannon's got 1 point. That is off the board.
In my defense, I actually knew that one too.
I know. It's your ringtone.
Yeah. Guess he's going to have to get all the Taylor Swift questions now, right, Fink?
Yeah.
All right, we got Taylor Swift, Batman. 2000s music trivia or Dallas Stars?
I'm gonna bring it back. We're gonna go Dallas Stars.
All righty. In what year did the Dallas Stars appoint Jamie Benn to captain, hire Lindy Ruff, and trade for Tyler Seguin?
Oh wow.
Math.
This is gonna. Oh man. I don't. 2008.
No, Shannon. Okay, for the steal.
Question was what?
In what year did the Dallas Stars appoint Jamie Benn to captain, hire Lindy Ruff, and trade for Tyler Seguin?
2013.
Boom. Shannon with the steal.
Well, I am off my game.
Hey, it's okay, man. You picked that one, Fink. So, Shannon, Stars, music trivia 2000s. Taylor Swift or Batman?
You know what? Let's go Batman.
All righty. Think you're going to be upset at this. What is Selena Kyle's secret identity in the movie Batman Returns?
Isn't that Catwoman?
It is Catwoman.
That was a softball.
Shannon is taking a 3-0 lead against Fink.
All right. Worst lead in hockey.
It is the worst lead in hockey. I think that's the 2-goal lead. But whatever. We got Taylor Swift, Batman, Dallas Stars, or 2000s music trivia, Fink.
I'm going to go 2000s music trivia.
Okay. All righty. Which popular group sang the song Don't Ya?
Oh, God. What? I know the song.
Yeah, Don't Ya. I bet you, Don't You Wish You.
Your girlfriend was hot like me.
Don't Ya. Don't you know the words? Or don't
Kitty
you know
Cat Squad?
This?
I don't
know.
Oh,
you were so close, dude.
It's the Kitten Club.
Oh, my gosh. Shannon has no idea how close he was. Yeah,
can you go ahead and steal it.
Absolutely.
The Pussycat Dolls.
Absolutely.
I knew it was a cat so thing. Fucking... Why is this a cat trivia now?
I don't know. It's fucking hilarious that you were there, man. You had
it. I knew it was something with cats.
Pussycat Squad.
Pussycat Squad. There you go. All right, Shannon. Stars, 2000s music trivia, Taylor Swift or Batman?
You know what? Let's try Taylor Swift.
All righty, my favorite category. What year was Taylor born?
Oh, 89.
There you go, Shannon.
19, who gives a shit?
Running away with this. It's 5-0. Fink, it is your turn.
I'm hoping you give me a softball, Batman.
Alrighty. Who played the role of the Joker in the Batman 1989 version?
That is Jack Nicholson.
He was
the highest paid actor ever to take on a role at $60 million for that at the time.
What?
Yep.
Really?
That's how much he got paid for that, and it was the highest that any actor had been played to play a role up until that date.
Huh. Jeez, interesting.
Nerd.
Yeah, so yeah, 1.5 for me.
There you go.
I don't care.
You know what? I'll put a tick mark there just in case.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
one
in case
asterisk.
We need that. Just in case we need that. Okay. All right, Shannon, it's your turn. Taylor, Batman, Stars, or music trivia?
Frick. Let's try the music trivia again.
All righty. We have two more questions in this and. Let's go with what singer had a number one hit in 2005 with We Belong Together?
Oh, Mariah Carey.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah, I saved the last one for you, bud.
I know what the answer is already. I know what the answer is already.
I bet you $10,000 right now you don't.
Okay, it's Smash Mouth.
Well, go ahead. It's the last question in that.
All right,
category.
Let's round out that category real quick. Go ahead. Give me the 2000s.
2000s music trivia. Final question. What group's biggest hit in the 2000s was a cover of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal?
Alien Ant Farm.
Boom. Fink is up by, or I'm sorry, Fink takes
down.
One. It's 6-2.1 or 2.2, however we decide to add that asterisk in there.
That's fair.
Shannon.
What?
Music trivia is taken off the board. We've got Stars, Tyler Sagan, or I'm sorry, Taylor Swift. Or, sorry, wrong TS. Taylor Swift or Batman?
I don't know. Dealer's Choice.
Thank you.
Dealer's Choice. Okay. In what year did Kanye interrupt Taylor Swift at the VMAs?
Oh my
God. Yeah. 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 That was the best moment of her career.
2016?
Oh my gosh.
Is it really so? Was it 2016?
Right?
No, not even close.
Oh.
Okay, good.
Fink for the steal.
2011.
Wrong. 2009.
Ah, nobody that was my first choice.
That, was that long ago?
Yes, absolutely.
God, she's so old and crusty.
She's like a year younger than you.
All righty, Fink. We got Stars, Taylor Swift,
say something, Fink.
Batman.
Also necessary. I'm going to go with the Dallas Stars once again.
All righty. How many seasons did the Stars go without a playoff berth before finally securing one in 2014?
Math. 8, 9. 6.
Oh, you were so close with Shannon.
She's already won.
Steal this.
I did math 5. Wrong.
What was it?
5.
Oh yeah, sorry.
I math wrong.
We're gonna go ahead and give a half one for that. I'm gonna put an asterisk next to that too, just in case.
Yeah, but what if I actually knew the answer?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm amateur. Okay, Shannon, your turn. Star is T Swift or Batman?
I don't care.
All righty.
How many questions do we have left in each category?
I have 3 left in Dallas Stars, which I will save one for last because you can get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points on one.
Ooh.
I'll do a point for one. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's still 11 points, 12 points possible for the Dallas Stars category.
Watch out.
And then T-Swift still has 1, 2, 3, and then Batman still has 2.
I don't care.
You're having fun. Pick T-Swift.
Yeah, let's go Swift, okay?
Swifty.
Dealer's choice. All right. Who did Taylor write the song "We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together" about?
Harry Styles. I don't know. I really don't know.
Fink, do you know this by chance?
Is it John Mayer?
Ooh, wrong J. It was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, whatever. He's a better actor than she's a singer.
Yeah.
Ew.
They did. All righty, Fink, Dallas Stars, T Swift, or Batman?
Let's go Batman.
Which popular director directed the movies Batman and the sequel Batman Returns?
Why is his name? Oh, that would be one Timothy Burton.
That is correct.
Nice job.
All right.
Batman Before Christmas.
That's right. T-Swift, Batman, or Stars? Shannon.
Stars.
All righty.
Nuh-uh.
How many points did Jamie Benn tally in the 2014-2015 season on his way to winning the Art Ross Trophy?
Oh. I know it.
Oh, gosh. Hold on. Give me a second.
Nope, because you're Googling.
I'm not Googling anything.
You're a Googler.
I'm not Googling anything. No, I don't know. I'm sorry. Pass.
All righty, Fink.
89.
Oh.
No.
Was it 87?
No. Oh, he got a hat trick in his the final game of the season.
And he
Son
blew
of a
it.
Bitch.
Yeah.
I never really paid much attention to him. I'm not sorry.
Alrighty.
I hate myself tonight.
Fink, no, it's okay, man. You have an opportunity to still win this thing with how many points are still on the board.
All right.
For the Stars, okay?
I want the last Batman question. Give me the Batman.
Okay, last Batman. In which Batman movie did Nicole Kidman play the role of Dr. Chase Meridian?
Batman Forever with Val Kilmer.
Of course.
Yeah, my favorite Batman movie.
She did a great job.
I said it. I love that movie.
I will concur with that.
And I still have the glasses from the McDonald's giveaway.
Solid.
Yeah.
Shannon, we have Taylor Swift or Stars left.
Taylor Swift. I don't know.
No way.
What is Taylor Swift's middle name?
Freaking Elizabeth? I don't know. Like, what white girl middle name does she have?
Well, Fink, do you want to try to guess it?
Talentless.
Or
Marie
close with Allison.
Oh, well.
All right. Fink, Stars or T Swift?
Because I know it's going to come down to the Stars question. Just give me the T Swift one.
Oh, all right. How tall is Taylor Swift?
5'7".
Oh, Shannon.
5'8".
No, 5'10".
What?
Jeez.
Ooh, yeah. She's a lanky one.
She is my height.
She is a tall 5'11". Drink of dirt water.
Alrighty, Shannon, you can put this game away by naming which 6 players have their number retired in the rafters for at the American Airlines Center for the Stars.
Oh my god, I'm never gonna get all 6.
You get 1 point per.
Okay.
When does she give up though? Can she say I give up?
No.
I will give you know what? 1 point per. Sorry. One per.
Well, I always frick his name up, but I know Madonna Zubov, the one with the M that I can never remember how to say his name. So Fink's going to get that one. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
You want to attempt it?
No, because I'm going to screw it up.
Okay.
Nope, sorry. Brain's not working tonight.
We only have two. Fink, do you want to try to take the other four?
Go, Fink.
Oh, okay. So Broughton.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Is it Masterton?
It is.
There it is. That's the one.
And you already did Zuboff and Madonna.
I did.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, jeepers creepers.
You guys are forgetting one big one.
Your mom.
Yeah, I'm going to get... Oh, boom. So we got Madonna, Masterton, Broughton, Zuboff, Lettinen.
Lettinen.
Yeah. How many do we have left?
You have one left?
One.
Oh.
And it's the oldest one.
Oh, I'm not going to get it.
I cannot believe you forgot about Bill Goldsworthy, number eight.
I definitely forgot about him.
But you know what? You are now only two behind.
And I lose.
There you go, bud.
All righty, Shannon. Last question. You can put this all away.
God.
How many left-handed defensemen did the Stars have on their blue line in the 2014 Stanley Cup playoffs? Was it 2, 4, or 6?
4.
You are wrong.
Yep.
Think.
Oh, man. It's got to be 6.
That is correct. And I will give you 2 chances.
Oh,
so
boy.
Basically, you can win this game if you can name 2 of the 6.
In 2014?
Yes.
Is one of them Johnny Oduya?
Man, you would be wrong. And I'm going to go ahead and end it there because then you're just going to start guessing.
Yeah. So, all right, tell us.
We had Trevor Daly, Alex Goligoski, Sergei Gonchar, Brendan Dillon, Jordy Benn, and Patrick Nemeth.
Yep, so I would have
congratulations
gotten
none of those.
Shannon on winning the, I don't know, 4th or 5th ever trivia game that this podcast has ever done.
Yep, you did it. You got a win.
Huh? And I came... How much do you win?
How much did I win by?
Oh, by 1. By 1.
That's a good win.
Yeah.
I needed it.
So, I'm sorry. It was 9 to... Oh, yeah. 9 to 8.
8.1.
One left.
Because the point. So.
Eight and a half.
8.5, yeah.
I blame the Taylor Swift. Technically,
it was 9.5 to 8.5. We had the asterisk for Shannon earlier, so.
I blame Taylor Swift.
Congratulations. I will. That was easy. I can come up with some more.
No, that was good. I like that. That was a fun trivia. And Beyonce is the greatest artist of all time.
And
whatever Kanye said.
Yeah, absolutely. I have tons more Stars trivia, apparently. So
we got this.
We can go back to it.
Well, I cannot appreciate everybody. Staylock is leaving the ice. I don't know why, but that doesn't matter because this game is firmly in hand, 4-1 on the third period. Peter Mrazek with an 8-20-3 record overall is now in net for the Chicago Blackhawks. We are just over an hour, so I just want to thank everyone for listening once again. Make this the biggest episode we've ever done because why not? And, yeah, make sure to come hang out with us in a couple of days at Northside Draft House, April 1st, Saturday at 8 p.m. We're going to be doing a live watch party. We're going to be doing a live Q&A recording as Ty Dellandrea is getting in a fight. And Marty Turco will be there. So come out, hang out with us in Northside Draft House. Ty Dellandrea just got the shit beat out of him because he really can't fight because Jamie Benn's not there right now. That being said, we'll round it out. I'll say it for Patrick. Stay sassy. Shannon.
Make good choices.
And stay moist.
And don't, for any reason, even if the trivia game got thrown by Taylor Swift questions, forget your Kermit tattoos. She sucks.